God 360. Pay to praise. Let me tell you the story so far. David has sinned by putting trust in facts and figures over faith in God. It's a bit like one of us choosing whether or not to go on a mission trip based solely on perusing our bank statements. He has wasted time counting the number of men in his armies, like some paranoid teenager playing Risk. God gives him three options: 3 months famine, 3 months fleeing from his enemies, or 3 days plague. Quite an a la carte to choose from. But without phoning a friend, David goes for answer C, but is appalled at the outcome, as Jerusalem is left on the point of annihilation. However, God is even more appalled and stops the angels of death at Araunah's house. He tells David to go and build an altar there to save his people. So now we read from 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 18 to 25. On that day, Gad went to David and said to him, "Go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." So David went up, as the Lord had commanded through Gad. When Araunah looked and saw the king and his men coming towards him, he went out and bowed down before the king with his face to the ground. Araunah said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" "To buy your threshing floor," David answered, "so that I can build an altar to the Lord, that the plague on the people may be stopped." Araunah said to David, "Let my lord the king take whatever pleases him and offer it up. Here are oxen for the burnt offering, and here are threshing sledges and ox yokes for the wood. O king, Araunah gives all this to the king." Araunah also said to him, "May the Lord your God accept you." But the king replied to Araunah, "No, I insist on paying you for it. I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen and paid 50 shekels of silver for them. David built an altar to the Lord there and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then the Lord answered prayer on behalf of the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped. I remember exactly where I was sitting when I first read verse 24. "I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing." I felt immediately convicted. How many of my offerings of worship cost me very little at all? For most of us, if we're honest, there's not much sacrifice involved, as we actually quite like singing songs and getting that warm, fuzzy feeling that comes when people get together and share a common belief and purpose. So I challenge you today to let your time with God cost you something, perhaps to your comfort, perhaps to your schedule, perhaps to your self-respect, or perhaps to your credibility. I often challenge those who are normally seated or standing motionless in worship to dance or move, or those who are normally busting their cool moves to be still and silent. Where you are, do something today that costs, whether that means lying prostrate before God or singing within earshot of your neighbours. Some other ideas to get you thinking could include reading your Bible in public, well, not necessarily out loud, leaving a whole evening free to simply worship, or visiting a church whose style of worship is very different to your own. Pay to praise.